Testifying of Christ. The Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ. Artwork from the 9th International Art Competition shares this and other sacred messages from this holy book. The Book of Mormon is a volume of Holy Scripture comparable to the Bible. It is a record of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the Americas and contains, as does the Bible, the fullness of the everlasting gospel. The book was written by many ancient prophets by the spirit of prophecy and revelation. The record gives an account of two great civilizations. One came from Jerusalem in 600 BC and afterwards separated into two nations, known as the Nephites and the Lamanites. The other came much earlier, when the Lord confounded the tongues at the Tower of Babel. This group is known as the Jaredites. The crowning event recorded in the Book of Mormon is the personal ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ among the Nephites soon after his resurrection. It puts forth the doctrines of the gospel, outlines the plan of salvation, and tells men what they must do to gain peace in this life and eternal salvation in the life to come. We invite all men and women everywhere to read the Book of Mormon, to ponder in their hearts the message it contains, and then to ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Christ, if the book is true. Those who pursue this course and ask in faith will gain a testimony of its truth and divinity by the power of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni, chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. Following are captions to the artwork accompanying this article. The Fruit of Joy by Nanako Hayashi. Tasting the fruit of joy, which is the love of God, encourages us to make known His wonderful works among the people. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 4. I Will Bring You Up Again Out of the Depths by Jonathan Arthur Clark. The Jaredites traveled for 344 days across the waters in their unusual barges. Though the mountain waves dashed upon them, the Lord brought them up out of the depths of the sea. See Ether chapter 2, verse 24, chapter 6, verses 6 through 7 and 11. Brass Plates, Cut Out Paper Art by Aniko Brewer. At first, Nephi could not get the brass plates from Laban, but Nephi chose to be obedient, and the Lord prepared a way. Nephi obtained the plates and gave them to his father, Lehi. See 1 Nephi, chapters 3 and 4. The Jaredites Leaving Babel by Alban Veselka, Merit Award. From the story of the Jaredites, we learn that when the world is full of pride, we can rely on living prophets who teach the Word of God. See Ether chapter 1, verses 33 through 43. I Will Send Their Words Forth, Jacob the Teacher, by Elspeth Caitlin Young, Purchase Award. Jacob, sitting before a representation of the Tree of Life, engraves his great anxiety for his people on the plates. See Jacob chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Compare the Word Unto a Seed by K. B. Spute. We learn in Alma chapter 32, verses 28 through 43, to compare the Word Unto a seed and nourish that seed with faith so it will grow. This gourd began its journey as a seed that was nourished by faith and loving hands. Now it stands as an object of art, designed to teach the gospel through one of the most powerful symbols in Scripture, the Tree of Life. See 1 Nephi, chapter 8. My Beloved Son, 3 Nephi, chapter 11, by Stephen Lloyd Neal. This scene, representing the temple in the Nephite land Bountiful, is the artist's imaginings of what it might have looked like about the time that Christ appeared to the people in the Americas. See 3 Nephi, chapter 11. Taste the Fruit of the Tree of Life by Dennis Gerard Daniel Magin. We, like Nephi, can taste of the love of God by acting as His true disciples. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 21 through 23. Faith, Hope, and Charity by Jonathan Linton. Faith, hope, and charity nurture a tender plant representing the word of the gospel as described by the Book of Mormon prophet, Alma. See Alma chapter 32. Mary Leitner reads the Book of Mormon by Andrew Knopp. When a copy of the first edition of the Book of Mormon reached Isaac Morley, presiding elder in Kirtland, Ohio, USA, Mary begged to read it. She spent all night reading. Then Brother Morley gave her permission to finish reading it before returning it to him. Teacher John by Galen Loreen Ribera. Schoolteacher John Essel teaches one of his weekly after-school gospel classes to institute students in Ghana. As I Sat Pondering by Vicki Lynn Walker. The Holy Ghost, represented by the dove, is a powerful witness of the truth of all things. End of the article, Testifying of Christ.